members of this effort.
Approximately 50,000 individual lawsuits have been filed claiming the exposure to glyphosate is linked to non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The EPA and regulatory agencies worldwide have determined glyphosate does not cause cancer, but a study by the International Agency for Research on Cancer said the weed killer is probably carcinogenic. Bayer Government Affairs Director Dave Tierney spoke about this issue at the Northern Ag Expo.
Yeah, we can't talk too much about it because it is ongoing litigation, like EPA and other government bodies around the world, we absolutely feel strongly that this is a safe molecule. It's been studied for decades, 40 years, over 800 tests. They all say the same thing, that it is safe, and we'll continue to defend the molecule. So, you know, our farmers, our customers, and even folks in urban areas can continue to use it as they see fit, so they have that option.
Bayer lost 3 cases in California this past year. Another handful of cases are expected early in the year 2020. Tierney said agriculture needs to defend the use of pesticides.
Any time one product comes into question, that's an opportunity for us to talk to stakeholders, you know, about it. But it's absolutely apparent that, people have more questions about what's being put on, what are the different tools, different farmers, whether they're vegetable farmers or corn farmers or bean farmers or whatever. You know, what are they doing to get their product to market, and how do they control pests, and how do they control weeds, and those are good conversations to have.
In addition to the litigation, Tierney said the state legislatures are also hearing additional restrictions or seeking additional restrictions on crop protection products, primarily neonicotinoids. In the marketplace, we're